The next paper is from the Vancouver Center, Mr. D.H. Fellows. His paper is entitled The Optical Projection of Solar and Lunar Objects on a Modified Translucent Viewing Screen. Mr. Fellows.
Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, the optical projection of solar and lunar objects on a modified translucent viewing screen. Lights, please. Right. There are obviously considerable hazards in the viewing of the sun by anything other than projection methods. Although Herschel prisms, filters, and absorption devices have proved relatively safe for experienced use. However, when one is endeavoring to show sunspots and other solar phenomena to groups, especially children, it is wise to use only a method of projection from a safety point of view. Nevertheless, normal projection procedures onto a white, opaque screen leave the burning rays unenclosed. This is just a slide to show that in 3 seconds the burning rays at focus will cut through polystyrene. With a dangerous temptation for children and adults to take a peek through the eyepiece. Much of my telescopic work involves the presentation of astronomical objects to considerable audiences, including schools, summer camps, adult and youth groups, and I have found that the direct projection screen method of solar projection has certain disadvantages inasmuch as it usually restricts the number looking at the object at one time and also involves some contortions to obtain a satisfactory view of the projected sun. This is especially so in the case of a Newtonian reflector at certain solar angles. Accordingly, I sought out a method of projection on a translucent viewing screen by right-angle projection where the sun or moon could be projected on a screen much as one would view a TV screen. Long before the raw material had presented itself, so to speak, there was conceived the idea of a totally enclosed system using the back projection screen for final image. Accordingly, when a damaged projection film editor was seen in sale, the metaphorical bell rang, and for a few dollars, there was such an optical system, a housing with placed right-angle front surface mirror and a back projection screen as a unit. After initial experimentation, it was found that the optical train, made up of three units of three elements each, would not bring the projected telescopic image to focus. Further tests show that by removing one unit, a satisfactory image could be projected onto the screen.